My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin wants to help his scammer Belinda get into dressmaking school. And boy, does he help. So listen and enjoy.
She goes, could you please send me some money so I can finish the course? I go, how much? Anybody want to guess?
$1,500.
$1,500? That's an expensive course.
Wow, that's a lot. I was going to say $300.
$1,500 and $300. She goes, anything you can.
Oh, that's not fair.
Oh, she's Channel 13, you again.
I know.
You're not going to get a tote bag with that amount.
I could just see, like, the whole, the Davin's Den logo, there's Davin on his phone. Sure, sure. No, Ron Cotton. Hi, I'm Joe Curry for Davin's Den. There are scammers out there that need your money, so you can learn a trade. Give what you can. You might go.
The well, scammer
Joe,
hotline.
Yeah. Well, Joe, how
won't you
much?
Help a scammer today? For just $1,500 a month,
or what you
two can help a scammer buy 15 iPhones, yeah. New Jordans.
Yeah. See this hole in this garment? It needs to be stitched.
Oh!
Thanks to your dollars, it can be, you know?
The chat is making wages. They're wagers. Lisa says $2,000. Trucker says $301 because he wants to get right over to May.
Let's make price a deal.
Price is right.
Sharus is $500, and just as you said, he goes, and yes, I'm using the Price is Right rules.
Yeah. Papa, I go, how much is the course? When does it start? Where is the school? What is the name of the school?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, it's not really a school.
Huh.
It's a dressmaking shop where dressmaking is taught. You can start any time. You can pay.
Look, it's a school. You can start, that's guitar lessons, okay?
Right.
That's fucking guitar lessons. Yeah, he's a guy. He's my buddy. You know, he plays. I've seen it. You know,
yeah.
You know, it's not a school. You know, I go to his house. He shows me some chords for an. You know,
it's a woman with some needles
school,
and thread.
It's guitar lessons. You know.
I go, what's the name of the shop?
Yeah.
They got to be thinking, enough with the questions.
It's like, oh, you dick. They, just give her some money.
But you want to know something?
Well, I make out the check.
They know you. They know you. You're an asshole. You're going to call it
out. Joe.
Bullshit. You're going to call
every dressmaker
and enroll her yourself.
Yeah. We'll continue.
You can be looking for the curriculum online.
Oh,
you know?
Prick. I love you. Oh, good boy.
In Joe's America.
Joe's America.
Where nobody gets free tuition to imaginary dress schools.
Right. Ooh, I can cut right there in about another year.
Oh, my God.
I go, what's the name of the shop? She goes, it's called Abby Creations. It's in Accra, OSU. I go, okay, how long is the course and how much more do you have to finish it? How much is this going to cost me? She goes, it's 3 years. I've learned for 1 year already. I go, how much will year two cost me? She goes, I really don't know. We'll have to find out. Let me ask the manager. Hold a sec. But the 1 year costs 250 CDs. That's,
which is what we need to make.
No, that's Canadian money. And I think one CD equals $5. No, it's like something
with
$5.
I'm going to find the translation.
It's not a lot of money. 250 CDs. I'm thinking it's like $25. That's what I'm thinking. It's 250 CDs. I go, fine. I will contact them and see what I can do for you.
You're an asshole. Good boy.
Now, wait, how many did she say?
250 CDs.
All right, let me say. Oh, I say CDs. Yeah. Okay.
She goes... No, not the ones I listen to. She goes, okay, thanks. I go, maybe then I'll make it to you.
$83.
It's not a lot of money.
No.
It's a really poor money grab.
It's really low.
Well, which makes you think maybe the shit's legit.
No.
The money is so low.
Maybe they're chump change and you start off small, wind up big.
Right.
$83 for this month. It's going to be $200 next month. Maybe, Christ, another by the winter is probably going to be up to a grand.
Yeah, but with all this, funny, I have no money. Wouldn't you just try to get the big hit and get away from me? I've driven you nuts.
What did you just say?
I have no money.
Maybe she figured it's easier to hit you with a smaller amount than a larger amount.
It's possible.
The odds of you sending it's a lot better.
So I go, fine, I will contact them and see what I can do for you. She goes, okay, thanks. I go, maybe then I'll make it onto your main Facebook page. Because remember, I haven't been on the main Facebook page. Remember?
I don't want to jump. I'm not going to jump ahead.
She goes, you're important in my life, and that's more important than any Facebook page. I go, that may be, but it still bothers me. I feel like a dirty secret in isolation. She goes, I thought you wanted us to keep this a secret. Nevertheless, you will be there soon. So how long will I have to wait for you to contact them? I go, I never said you have to keep it a secret. You have told your family who are on there. Meanwhile, you add people all the time, guys mostly. You say soon all the time. I will contact them in the next few days. I will tell them I am contacting them on behalf of Belinda Prisca Abbey, who would like to continue the education she started with them. She goes, I didn't start there, but I want to continue there. I go, where'd you start? She goes, the people didn't understand me, so I don't want to continue there. Hun, do you trust me? Old scammer trick here, the trust thing. We haven't seen this in a while.
What do you mean they didn't understand her?
I don't know, man.
I wouldn't even leave a basket. No, this is where we're making a dress. But I want to make a bet. No, look, they don't understand me. What the hell?
No, she had a different creative vision than they did.
You're fixing a hole. What the hell? You're putting
also fashion design,
you're putting
job.
A button, I guess.
It's not like Tim Gunn is swooping into Ghana.
Oh, make it work. Make it work, Ghanaians. Make it work.
They certainly are trying. I go, I did not ask why you left. I asked, where did you start? What do you mean they do not understand you? Because Joe's going to ask.
I don't care, but I know Joe's going to ask.
A year later, I know Joe's
going to ask. I'm on the show, too, Jesus Christ. I need to know things.
Not at this time, you might not have been.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, I was far from it.
You're lurking in the chat room like a creep. You were doing that.
No,
are they going to say bad things about me? Not with you in there.
I was only in the chat room when after we had the trip to Virginia, and I was back in the chat.
No, I think you were in the chat the first day.
No.
Yeah, I think you were monitoring to see if I would say something bad. I think you
were.
Oh,
I was. All right.
Yeah. Exactly. A little creep. Hey. Yeah, with your little loiter copter.
Hey, when I did the Dick Eldorado show, I wasn't nasty. I said nice things. I just moved.
All right. Anyway, we'll move on. Joe's America.
Joe's America.
She goes, mostly went late and because of Kasha, and they criticized that. I go, what was the name of the place? She goes, Patty Looks.
Patty Looks.
I go, okay.
They're next to a bakery called Patty Cakes.
Oh, God. And you say my shit's terrible.
It was, but it was timed right.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.